Opening four, Flacco flinging four, Bolden!
Well, the Baltimore Ravens had no problem with the Cincinnati Bengals last night on Monday Night Football. That sound there, courtesy of ABC. But there's a much closer game being played in Maryland's State House, not far from Baltimore, over in Annapolis. As Americans around the country get ready to cast their ballots for the next president, voters in Maryland are going to be faced with another big decision, whether or not to become the first state to affirm same-sex marriage through the popular vote. This measure comes just months after the state legislature, after a tough fight, passed a measure to allow same-sex unions. Now the opponents to that measure have put a referendum on the ballot to strike it down. The renewed debate over this issue got another boost over the weekend. It all started with this.
I'm Brendan Ian Badejo, a linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. I believe we should be doing everything that we can to make Maryland families stronger, which is why I support marriage for gay and lesbian couples who want to make a lifetime commitment to each other. People from all walks of life, including gay and lesbian couples, want their children to be in stable homes. Join me. It's the right thing to do.
Now, in response to that, Maryland Representative Emmett Burns wrote a letter to the owner of the Baltimore Ravens football team, urging him to censor Ian Badejo. Now, Burns is not only a state rep, he's also a pastor at a black church. And in the very blue state of Maryland, some of the loudest opposition to gay marriage has come from the pulpit in black churches. Now, in response to the letter that Burns wrote to the owner of the Ravens, Ian Badejo has spoken out.
People don't understand some fundamental issues when it comes to marriage equality. And I think the most problem that players have is the tie between religion and equal rights. And you have to make it, you know, not a religious issue. It's really just an equal rights issue.
As I mentioned, Emmett Burns is a pastor in a black church, and so is the Reverend Delman Coates, friend of the show and proponent of gay marriage at the Mount Enon Baptist Church. Reverend, hi.
Hey, hi. How you doing today, Todd?
I'm very well. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're from Maryland. You're a Redskins man, as I understand it, Pastor.
Absolutely. Okay. We're right outside of the nation's capital.
Okay. Are you in PG County, Prince George's County, or somewhere around there?
We're in Prince George's County, Mount Enon Baptist Church.
I figured. Some of your constituents, some of your parishioners, I imagine, have to be Baltimore Ravens fans. If not, I know that a lot of their families are.
Absolutely.
How is this controversy between a linebacker and a black state legislator who's a pastor in the state of Maryland playing out?
Well, I think more and more people are talking about this recent controversy. And I actually, first of all, want to commend Brendan and other athletes like him, because it's very important that many individuals in the public eye come out in support of equal treatment of every resident of our state under the law. And so I commend Brendan for his courage, but I also commend Brendan because his act of public advocacy on this issue is very consistent with the tradition of black athletes speaking out on popular issues. So the statement that Delegate Burns makes, that it's inappropriate for an athlete to speak out on popular issues, is very ahistorical. That there's a long line of athletes, black athletes, who spoke out on civil rights issues. And the issue of marriage equality is a civil rights issue, and I commend Brendan for sort of reclaiming that tradition of public advocacy.
We invited Representative Delegate Emmett Burns onto the show. We haven't heard back from him, and if we do, we'll certainly have him on.
Right.
But Pastor Coates, so you mentioned the long line of black athletes talking about civil rights. Of course, Jackie Robinson comes to mind, Muhammad Ali,
sure.
So many
Absolutely.
Others, which sort
James
of speaks
Brown.
To the issue of whether, James Brown, whether it's appropriate to have politics in sports or civil rights in sports. What about your congregation? Do they see it the same way? And I ask it, of course, in the spirit of this, which is that overall the issue of gay marriage has been divisive in black churches and not everybody agrees with you.
Well, certainly there's a variety, there's a diversity of opinion on this issue. But since I came out in support of marriage equality back in February and testified with our governor, Governor Martin O'Malley, you know, my experience has been that this year has been the best year in the history of our church in terms of growth. In the first 8 months of this year, we had 1,000 people join our church. And we generally average about 600 people a year. And it's already in the first 8 or 9 months, we've had over 1,000 people join. And a lot of them say they are coming to us because they like the way in which our church attempts to relate our understanding of Scripture to an array of social and cultural issues that people face. I think the delegates' letter reveals that the opponents of marriage equality are losing the war of ideas on this issue. I think, and what it does, it attempts to distract the public from the real issue and to shift the discussion from the role of the government to protect all residents and all families under the law to now encouraging a certain form of censorship and suppression of freedom of speech. And so I actually think that what is happening is that this kind of expression of opposition to same-sex marriage is actually going to backfire and encourage more people who don't want to be associated with the idea of discrimination and codifying discrimination as an act of law. And what we're seeing in Maryland, the polling numbers are slowly increasing as President Obama, the First Lady, Brendan and other athletes and entertainers come out in support of marriage equality. I'm working with other pastors who will soon African-American pastors in our state that will come out over the next week in support of marriage equality. And so I think we're seeing this issue shift and change.
Reverend Coates, right before we go, lots of state legislatures have approved same-sex marriage, as you know, or courts have ordered it, but no state has voted in a popular ballot measure to approve it. In fact, every state that's done so has shot it down. What's going to happen in Maryland?
Well, I think what's happening in marriage is that we're framing the issue appropriately. We're asking people not do you believe in same-sex marriage, but do you believe in the idea of treating everyone equally under the law? And as we help people to understand religious freedom and the religious exemption language in the law, people come down overwhelmingly on the side of treating everyone equally as a matter of public policy.
That's the Reverend Delmont Coates. Delmont Coates, pastor at St. Enon Baptist Church in Prince George's County, Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C. Not a Ravens man, but a strong proponent of same-sex marriage. Reverend, thank
go
you so
RG3,
much.
Go RG3, go Redskins. Thank you.
Last word.